Social Security has been called the third rail of American politics. Anyone who tries to tinker with it is likely to pay a big political price. But we were reminded again today that if nothing is done, Social Security recipients are on track for a steep cut in benefits in about a decade. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now to explain. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Adrian.
Every year about this time, we get an update on Social Security's finances. What is today's telling us?
Once again, Social Security is paying out more in benefits than it's collecting in payroll taxes and interest. That's no surprise. As the baby boom generation ages, there are fewer people working and paying into the system for every retiree. What we learned today is that the trust fund that helps to make up the difference is projected to run out of cash in about 10 years, or a year earlier than had been projected. And if that happens, everyone who relies on Social Security would automatically have their benefits cut by about 23%. So this is our annual wake-up call that something's got to be done to shore up this popular program. That means raising taxes, cutting benefits, or some combination of the two.
It seems like the issue of Social Security has been invoked a lot in Washington over recent months. But are politicians actually tackling this problem?
No, they're not. President Biden in his budget did propose propping up the Medicare trust fund, mostly by raising taxes on the wealthy. But Republicans rejected that idea, and Biden has not offered any fix for Social Security. In fact, you might remember during his State of the Union address last month, Biden accused Republicans of trying to monkey with both programs, and the ensuing protest in the House chamber just illustrates how politically toxic this is.
As we all apparently agree, Social Security and Medicare is off the books now, right? They're not to be stopped.
And if politicians aren't willing to touch these third rails, then both programs are headed for a train wreck. Medicare's hospital trust fund is set to run out of money in 8 years. And if that were to happen, hospitals and nursing homes would be looking at an 11% cut in payments.
What would it take to fix these programs?
Well, there are lots of different levers you could pull. For Social Security, you could raise the payroll tax rate. You could make more income subject to the payroll tax. You could have less generous benefits for upper-income people. You could raise the retirement age, although you saw how that went over in France. If you use some combination of levers, you don't have to push as hard on any one of them. Maya McGinnis, who's with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, warns the longer policymakers wait, the harder this fix is going to be.
The only responsible thing to do is to admit that we've got to make changes, and we disagree about how to do it, but let's sit down and try to figure those out, because not doing anything means cross-the-board benefit cut for retirees and huge provider cuts, which means there will be much less health care available for people who need it.
Okay, Scott, but not doing anything, as she said, seems to be where politicians are right now, at least on Social Security. So what might change that?
Yeah, maybe some spirit of compromise. You know, back in the 1980s, President Reagan and Democratic House Speaker Tip O'Neill did not agree on very much, but they did make a deal to preserve Social Security for another 40 to 50 years. Kathleen Romig, who's with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, thinks something like that has to happen again. You know, Social Security represents 21% of the federal budget, so Romig says it's just too big to let it fail.
There are over 60 million people receiving Social Security now. About half of a typical worker's retirement income comes from Social Security. It's just an incredibly important program. It's worth strengthening, and policymakers absolutely will strengthen it when the time comes.
You know, politicians often need a deadline to act, and now we know when that deadline is.
NPR Scott Horsley, thanks.
You're welcome.